Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, June 30th, 2020. And I'm your host, as usual, the Miracle Man. And I'm so glad to have you tonight, to have you with us, wherever you may be, however you're accessing this program tonight, whether you're outside or inside cooling off or whatever it is you're doing. Speaking of cooling off, wow. Today is the fifth stretch of 85 plus degrees for this area, and it's projected to be basically in the 90s for all of the next 9 days after today. You say, what about that 10th day? The reason why it's 9 days is because I deleted today from that list. Nothing wrong. It's just that today we already reached the high, and obviously we're going down. But you say it's been, and it's not supposed to rain in the next few days, so just try to stay cool. However you do that, whether you go to the beach, stay in the AC, just however you do that. If you decide to be outside and not near the water, just make sure you're drinking a lot of water, because like I said, it's going to be super sunny, and not humid yet, but that'll be coming later. But as I said, I'm so glad to have you tonight here on the Miracle Man Show. And the reason it's called the Miracle Man is because I believe in miracles. And God's done so many miracles in my life. Last night I told you about, we talked about these suddenly miracles and about how God does the impossible. That thing that maybe we don't think he can do, he can do. Amen. And it always feels great to know that. I didn't say good, I said great. Amen. 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 Tonight, I'm going to start a little series on the end times, dealing with the events. The last days. I'm going to deal with Mark of the Beast. Heaven, hell, and the 7 years of tribulation and the 1,000-year reign. Tonight, I'm going to deal with the Mark of the Beast. Tomorrow night, I'm going to give you some scripture maybe tomorrow night, but generally tomorrow night is going to be our America night, my American night. I'm going to talk about the Constitution and about our independence and why America was birthed as a Christian nation. and what all happened on that July 4th of 1776. Also, I'll get into some things about why our color, maybe why our colors are red, white, and blue, and what that means. And it's going to be awesome. But tonight, I was going to wait until after the 4th to start the series. But I felt like with some things that are going on right now, and I felt like the Lord was dealing with me to start dealing with it tonight. So, that's what I'm going to do. Because I'm always obedient to God. If He tells me to do something, I do it. Of course, I'm not perfect, but I always try to be as obedient as possible. Yeah. Obviously, we all fall short once in a while, but that should be the exception, not the rule. Praise God. And so, tonight I'll be dealing with the mark of the beast, the mark on the forehead. You may wonder, is this vaccine they want part of it? I don't know. What I do know is if our president, whether it be Trump or Biden, no, don't worry, I'm not getting political. I'm just saying, whoever it is, when the vaccine becomes available, if America goes the way of mandatory vaccines for the coronavirus, it'll be a cold day in hell with the devil singing Frosty the Snowman. That's just how it is. You say, is this vaccine have this? Will the mark be in our forehead? I don't know. I just thought I'd answer that right there. For the rest of the night, as I talk about it, though, it'll be just based on what the Bible says. I'm not teaching this so I can make a political thing out of this whole thing. I'm teaching this to show you what the Bible says. Because we're in the last days. I want to see you make it. And so it's just going to be, it's going to be good. So I just thought I should let you know kind of what the plan was. Amen. Now, I wanted to remind you to do your homework assignments that I've been giving you over the past few months. Read Psalm 23 out loud to your family every day. That's number one. Number two, read Psalm 91 every day. Number three, at high noon, set an alarm for somewhere around 12 o'clock. look up to heaven and just curse the virus and deal with the demon behind it. Bind Quran. Bind stupid. We have to curse this virus. And just believe God that it leaves. We just have to. And believe God also that our leaders have wisdom. Obviously, if you live in a different country than America, pray over your leaders. Because the Bible does tell us to pray over those who have authority over us. And while I'm addressing this, yes, you should pray over the police. Yes, you should. And so, like I said, those are your three assignments. Psalm 23, daily. Psalm 91, daily. And cursing the virus, of course, daily. Well, yeah, but in my church, you get done at 12:30 and drink. And at 12, and I don't want to interrupt the service when I do it. It's 12 o'clock. Well, maybe do it at lunch then. Part of this is for encouragement. But also, we got to get rid of this thing. Amen. And we have to continue to pray for America to open up all the way. Because America was not meant to be shut down. The church was not meant to be socially distant. Down in Florida, obviously at Dr. Rodney Brown's, they're doing this big event. It's called The Stand. It's not called The Sit. It's called The Stand. They're standing for those in other places where they can't. Where they can't have church. Where they can't. They're doing it until the world opens up. However long that takes, they're taking a stand on a field. Talking about the church. I went there. It's still going strong. I'm listening to at least most of the word part every night. And starting tomorrow night, I'm kind of glad about this actually. Starting tomorrow night, that thing will starting at 6:30 instead of 5:30. What I like about that is that generally, when we finish at 8, I'll be able to connect with the stand at 8 o'clock, and by then, Rodney Brown or whoever's going to speak will have just taken the pulpit like a few minutes prior. So, and also, the other reason that they're doing it is they're believing God for revival to break out as part of that whole thing. They're making a stand. They're taking a stand. That's why it's called the stand, not the sit. There's a reason why it's out there on the field and not just on the sanctuary. I think you'll see fields all over America in the next few weeks, the next month. Jesus said, in the last days I will pour out my spirit on all men. And man, at my church Sunday, that anointing was just so rich. And I think that's going to be part of that, part of what you're going to see in the last days. That's what you're going to see. And so, you, of course, like I said, you're going to see, there's going to be two clouds. The dark cloud, and the glory cloud. And obviously, you have to decide which cloud you're going to be a part of. You won't be able to just go cloud to cloud to cloud to cloud. You won't be able to teeter-totter. So don't be thinking you'll just be able to teeter-totter all the time. You won't. There's no gray zone. Before we pray over America, I want to remind you that the show is brought to you by your local DQ, where you can go with brought to you by your local DQ, where you can go and grab yourself an ice cold Blizzard treat. And the question becomes, which type will you choose? Will you choose the cookie dough blizzard, maybe the Oreo, maybe the strawberry cheesecake, raspberry cheesecake blizzard, maybe the Pop Rocks one, which is a special one for the 4th of July? So, like I said, which one will you choose? In order to find out, you'll have to go to your local Dairy Queen. All right, we're going to pray. I'm going to sing a couple songs. And then get into the Word of the Lord. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord Jesus, for this great country right now. Thank you that your hand is on our land, it's the United States of America. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're helping America, that you're leading and guiding our leaders right now, those who have authority over us, that they would make the right decisions, and that you would help them to lead America back to you, Jesus, as America needs your help. And I just know that you're going to do, that you're not done with America yet, and that you're just going to keep moving forward. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. Now we're going to sing a couple songs, and then we're going to go to the Word of the Lord. I want to read Revelation 12 too, because I want to deal with this dragon. But like I said, first we're going to sing. Nothing can separate, even if I ran away, your love never fails. I know I still make mistakes, but you have your mercy for me every day. Your love never fails. You stay the same. You stay the same through the ages. Your love never changes. There may be pain in the night, but joy comes in the morning. And when the oceans rage, I don't have to be afraid, because I know that you love me. Your love never fails. Oh, no. The wind was strong and the waters deep, but I'm not alone here in these open seas. Your love never fails. The castle's far too wide. I've never thought I'd reach the other side. Your love never fails. Oh, no. You stay the same through the ages. Your love never changes. There may be pain in the night, but joy comes in the morning. And when the oceans rage, I don't have to be afraid, because I know that you love me. Your love never fails. Oh, no. You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. Oh, Lord, you stay the same through the ages. Your love never changes. There may be pain in the night, but joy comes in the morning. And when the oceans rage, I don't have to be afraid, because I know that you love me. Your love never fails. Oh, you make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You spoke the earth into motion, carried the cross for my shame. You spoke the earth into motion, my soul now to stand. You spoke the earth from creation, carried the cross for my shame, carried the weight of my shoulders, my soul now to stand. So what could I say? What could I do but offer this heart, oh God, completely to you? So I walk upon salvation, your spirit alive in me, my life to declare your promise, my soul now to stand. So what could I say? What could I do? Oh, my Lord, what offer this heart, oh God, completely to you? What could I say? What could I do? I'd offer this heart, oh God, completely to you. Completely to you, my Lord, completely to you. So I stand with arms high and heart abandoned in awe of the one who gave it all. I'll stand, my soul, Lord, to you surrender. All I have is yours. I'll stand with arms high and heart abandoned in awe of the one who gave it all. I'll stand, my soul, Lord, to you surrendered. All I am is yours. I'll stand with arms high and heart abandoned in awe of the one who gave it all. I'll stand, my soul, Lord, to you surrendered. All I am is yours. I'll stand with arms high and heart abandoned in awe of the one who gave it all. I'll stand, my soul, Lord, to you surrendered. All I am is yours. All I am is yours. All I am is yours. Yes, Lord Jesus. All I have is yours, Jesus. All we have, all we are, is yours. Thank you, Lord Jesus, tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you live on the inside of us, that you're working in us, you're strengthening us, healing us, You're just making a way for us where there seems to be no way. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you're doing through us, that you're just making a way for us, leading us and guiding us. And I just thank you, Lord God, for your power. Excuse me, for your power working miraculously on the inside of us. In Jesus' name. And thank you that every need tonight is met, the need of every listener. And I just thank you, Lord God, that more and more listeners would find the show, that every need is met tonight. Whatever these needs are, you meet the need. Thank you, Lord God. I make my confession over this program tonight, that sponsors and partners come into this program, that increases in listenership come to this program, that finances come in, and most important of all, I thank you for the huge increase of souls coming into the kingdom of God as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen. Amen. Turn with me, please, to the book of Revelation chapter 12. Revelation chapter 12. Again, I'm titling this The Mark of the Beast, but I also want to deal with the woman of the dragon, and we'll see how this goes with it. Now, I know it does, but I want your listeners to see too. I want to encourage you for the next little bit to stay focused. I want you to get out of this word tonight everything that the Lord has for you. So I want you to follow along. I pray, you pray. If I sing again, you sing. As I read, you follow along with me. Praise God. Revelation 12. First one. Of course, you can always follow along on your phone, but there's something to be said about hearing the pages turning. Yes. First one. And a great and wondrous sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and a crown with 12 stars on her head. She was pregnant, and she cried out in pain as she was about to give birth. Then another sign appeared in heaven, an enormous red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns on his head. His tail swept a third of the stars out of the sky and flung them to the earth. The dragon stood in front of the woman who was about to give birth so that he might devour her child the moment that the child was born. She gave birth to a son, a male child, who will rule all the nations with an iron scepter. Her child was snatched up by God . The woman fled into the desert to a place prepared for her by God, where she might be taken care of for 1,240 days. quite a while, and there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. The dragon and his angels fought back, but he was not strong enough, and then lost their place in heaven. The great dragon was hurled down. That ancient serpent called the devil. Or Satan. Who leads the whole world astray. He was hurled to the earth. And his angels with him. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, "Now have come the salvation and the power of the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ, for the accuser of our lovers who accuses them before our God day and night has been hurled down and then overcame him by the blood of the Lamb." Capital L, the blood of the Lamb, Lamb of God. "And by the word of their testimony, they did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. Therefore rejoice, you heavens, you now dwell in them. But woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has gone down to you. He is filled with fury, because he knows that his time is short. When the dragon saw that he had been hurled to the earth, he pursued the woman who had given birth to the male child. The woman was given the two wings of a great eagle, so that she might fly to the place prepared for her in the desert, where she would be taken care of for a time. Times and half a time. Out of the serpent's reach. Then, from his mouth, the serpent spewed water like a river to overtake the woman and sweep her away with a serpent. But the earth helped the woman by opening its mouth and swallowing the river that the dragon had swiped out of his mouth. Then the dragon was enraged at the woman and went off to make war against the rest of her offspring, those who obey God's commandments and hold to the testimony of Jesus. Amen. I'm going to come back to this. Now go with me to 13. Verse 1. "And the dragon stood on the shore of the sea Now, here we go, 13. "And now I saw, and I saw a beast coming out of the sea. He had 10 horns and 7 heads, with 10 crowns on his horns, and on each head a blasphemous name. the beast I saw resembled a leopard, but he had feet like those of a bear and a mouth like that of a lion. So it had bear's feet and a lion's mouth, in other words, you could say. And the dragon gave the beast his power and his throne and great authority. One of the heads of the beast seemed to have had a fatal wound, but the fatal wound had been healed. The whole world was astonished and followed the beast. Men worshiped the dragon because he had given authority to the beast. And they also worshiped the beast and asked, who is like the beast? Who can make war against him? The beast was given a mouth to utter proud words and blasphemies, and to exercise his authority for 42 months, essentially 3.5 years. Yep, 3.5 years. 42 months. He opened his mouth to blaspheme God and to slander his name and his dwelling place and those who live in heaven. He was given power to make war against the saints and to conquer them. And he was given authority over every tribe, people, nation, and tongue. All inhabitants of the earth will worship the beast. All whose names have not been written in the Lamb's Book of Life, belonging to the Lamb that was slain from the creation of the world. He who has an ear, let him hear. If anyone is to go into captivity, he will go. If anyone is to be killed by the sword, he will be killed by the sword. This calls for patient endurance and faithfulness on the part of the saints. That means this requires that the saints are faithful. Verse 11, then I saw another beast coming out of the earth. He had two horns like a lamb, but he spoke like a dragon. He exercised all the authority of the first beast on his behalf and made the earth and its inhabitants worship the first beast, whose fatal wound had been healed, and he performed great and miraculous signs, even causing fire to come down from heaven to earth in full view of men because of the signs that he was given power to do on behalf of the first beast. He declared the inhabitants of the earth, he deceived the inhabitants of the earth and he reared them. He ordered them to set up an image in front of the beast who was wounded by the sword and yet lived. He was given power to give birth to the image of the first beast so that it could speak and cause all who refused to worship the beast, the image, to be killed. He also forced everyone, small, great, rich, poor, free, slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or on his forehead, so that no one would buy or sell unless he had the mark, which is the name of the beast, or the number of his name. This calls for wisdom. If anyone has insight, let him calculate the number of the beast. For it is man's number. His number is 666. All right. Let's talk about this. Everybody gather around the fire. Actually, gather around the air conditioning unit would be more appropriate, huh? Gather or in the air-conditioned room. I didn't want to say ACU because it sounds too much like something else. Yeah. So the air-conditioned room around the fire, whatever. Because a lot of times you've heard that phrase before, you know. Everybody gather around the fire so grandpa can talk to you. I'm sure you've heard that before, right? Yep. Of course, listeners, I can't say the grandpa part because I don't even have any children of my own yet, and I'm not old enough to be a grandpa. But nonetheless, gather around wherever you are so that I can impart to you. Amen. Now, first of all, let's talk about this dragon thing. Go back to 12. Because after I read it, I like, sometimes depending on what it is, I like to be able to go back through with it with you and kind of explain as I read. Although I won't read the whole chapter or the whole of 13 again. I'll just kind of point out some things. So these signs appear from heaven. So there's a lady, a woman, who's getting ready to have a baby. And then there's a red dragon. Seven heads, 10 horns. Now, listeners, I got something to tell you. Kids at the circus know what I'm about to say. Anything with two heads or more is a mega event of the circus, right? Anything with two heads is a what? Anything with two or more heads is a freak. Now you remember now, right? Because even Dr. Buckley said it. Anything with two heads, two heads or more. But it had seven heads, 10 horns, and 7 crowns on his head. And then the dragon's in front of the woman. The woman has a baby. The woman has a male child. Rules the nation with an iron scepter. And he's put up on God's throne. The woman's taken to the desert, where she'll stay for a long time. There's war, but then war begins in heaven. Michael, his angels fought against the dragon. The dragon fights back. Oh, but then something happens. The dragon's not strong enough. The dragon loses his place in heaven. The dragon's hurled down. And that dragon represents the devil, Satan, who leads the world astray. Folks, Satan wants to have us so bad. He does. He wants to have us. Because that woman had that child. The devil tries to snatch it. The vision of the kingdom of our God and the authority of the Christ for the accuser of our brothers who accuse them of God of night who has been hurled down. And overcome him. He's been overcome by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony. And heaven rejoiced. And the devil ruled on the earth. And the devil doesn't have a long time. Nope. And he pursued the woman again. Because he had been removed from heaven. Become the woman and sweep her away. With the torrent. The earth helps the woman open its mouth. The dragon. The dragon was not happy at the woman, and he goes to make war against the rest of her offspring, her family. Those, and then at the end it says, those who obey God's commandments and hold to the testimony of Jesus that's why. So listeners, that dragon represents that the devil. The devil, who is Lucifer, as we know, he was supposed to be the worship leader in heaven. He became prideful. He had instruments built into him. But guess what? Because of what he did, kicked out of heaven and then was forced to rule the earth. I mean, to rule on the earth. And he's a great deceiver. He's a great deceiver. No, he's not a great person at all. The devil's evil. But, I mean, he's so great at deceiving people. Let's deal with the beast. With 13. Folks, getting anything out of this? Amen. Now there's two beasts here. There's the first beast, comes out of the sea. The second beast comes out of the earth. And I always like a lot of times to do biblical order, stuff based on how this happened. And then I go into discussion and exhortation. This beast has 10 horns, 7 heads. Each head, he has a name that's very blasphemous. He resembles a leopard, but he had bear's feet and a lion's mouth. Now remember, listeners, in the Bible, David fought the lion, David fought the bear, David won. And God helped him. The dragon, or the devil, gave the beast the power and throne and great authority. And he had great authority. One of his heads had a fatal wound, but he was healed. And the world was astonished. And guess what, though, listeners? The whole world worshipped that beast. The whole world worshipped that beast. Worshipped the dragon. He had been given authority by the beast. And they also worshipped the beast and asked, who is like the beast? And who can make war against him? The beast was very prideful. And blasphemous. And he used his authority, was allowed to use his authority for 3.5 years. He blasphemed God, slandered his name, and those who lived in heaven. And he wanted war against the saints so he could conquer them. He had authority over every nation, tribe, tongue, every people, nation, tribe, and tongue. And all the people were required to worship the beast. All those who were written in the book of life, who belonged to the lamb that was slain from the creation of the world. And of course, it says, he who has an ear, let him hear. You're captive. And it requires patience and faithfulness from the Christians. Then we have the beast of earth. The first beast is in the sea. This beast comes out of the earth. He had 2 horns like a lamb, but he spoke like a dragon. He had all the authority of the first beast on his behalf. He required all the people on earth to worship the first beast, whose wound had been healed. This beast caused fire to fall from heaven in full view of people. And he deceived many people because of the signs he was doing. He made people think that it was God doing all that. but they would have set up an image onto the beast who was wounded by the sword but lived. He gave breath to the image of the first beast so that it could speak. Whoa. And if you didn't worship the image of the first beast, you died. And he forced everyone, great, small, rich, poor, free and slave, to have a mark of the beast on his right hand or on his forehead. The mark is the name of the beast. And the number of his name. This gospel wisdom, if anyone has insight, let him calculate the number. And of course it's 666. All right. Folks, we're in the last of the last days. We're in the last of the last days. I'm serious. What you have here is that dragon represented the devil, Satan. And people were worshiping him, of course. But then the devil, he tried to snatch up that lady's baby. That baby would have iron stuff on him. The dragon is up in heaven. He's up in heaven, and he has a war against the angels, and he loses it. He loses the war, and he ends up getting kicked out of heaven. Folks, Satan is so tiny compared to God. He is. Compared to God, Satan is so tiny. Compared to God, Satan is so tiny. He can't do what God can do. God is so much greater. God is so much greater, so much stronger, and so much higher. Now, there's the two different beasts, as we read about in Revelation 13. The first beast is from the sea. Seven heads, 10 horns, just like the dragon had. But he, of course, he blasphemed the Lord. And he, you could basically say the first beast, he's almost like the Antichrist. He, like I said, he blasphemed the Lord. People worshipped him, praised him, and he was very prideful. And people were, like I said, they were worshiping him. And, but then that second beast, he required everyone to worship the first beast. If they would not worship the first beast, they were killed. They were killed by the word of the first beast. was allowed to rule for 3.5 years. 3.5 years. Then this other beast comes out. This is the beast of the earth. The other beast is the beast of the sea, of course. And he, of course, like I said, he required everyone to worship the first beast. If they didn't, and to worship an image of the first beast. The first beast, mind you, had been healed of a wound. The second beast did miraculous signs. He even would make fire fall out of heaven. Fire fell out of heaven. And it deceived a lot of people. There we go. Deception, deception, deception. It's one of the things happening right now. People are getting deceived. They think something's God, and then really it's not. And the closer to Jesus coming we'll get, the more deception there will be. And it could totally look like God doing it. Because of even fire falling from heaven in view of people. But then, later on, the beast requires everyone, great, small, slave, free, adult, child, male, female, does not matter. He requires everyone to have the mark of the beast planted on his arm, on his right hand, excuse me, or on his forehead. And it's the number of man, 666. Without it, he can't buy, he can't sell, can't travel. Folks, I tell you, we're getting close. This isn't something I found in a, just so you're aware, it's not something I found in a science fiction movie. Nope. This is the Bible. This was all the Bible. And let me tell you something. During the tribulation, you do not want to be here. If you do everything you're supposed to do, you know, live right according to the Bible, you won't be here during the tribulation. Unless you missed the rapture. You say, what's going on right now? Do you think this is a trial run for all this? Yes. I think there's a good chance that it is. And everything we're dealing with right now, a lot of it's about they want control. It's not just all about a virus. They want to be able to track you and find you wherever you're at. And like I said, we are in the last of the last days. And you may wonder, is the Antichrist born? Possibly. But the Bible deals with the Antichrist. That'll be the next lesson on the end times that I'm going to teach on will be the Antichrist. Then I'll teach on hell. Then I'll teach on heaven and our great heavenly body, wonderful heavenly body, and our great heavenly home. But it'll be, so I talked about, like I said, we dealt with the beast. Tonight, we'll deal with, next it'll be the tribulation, then it'll be hell and our mighty heavenly home. It'll be a series of six different teachings. Like I said, tonight, tomorrow night's designated American night. And then next week I'll pick up the teachings with tribulation. Antichrist. Amen. I might do two of them on the same night, maybe. Because I don't want to do hell and then leave this big gap before I get to heaven. Because I don't want you being scared all weekend. It'll be our heavenly home. Also, I'll deal with that. And yes, our heavenly home, my heavenly home, does have donuts in it, in case you listeners are wondering. Okay, Megan, be honest. Do you think your heaven deserves a really big sweet shop to make up for the lack of sweets that you eat on Earth? Do you think your mansion should have a huge sweet shop in it with all the great donuts, cookies, ice cream, and the like? I'm sure my heaven does, listeners. My mansion does, listeners, I'm sure of it. Because I believe, too, you know, he's declared. He took me to his banqueting table. And at it was all kind. I feel like at it was all kinds of great, tasty food. Yes, I'm sure there was an ultimate pot roast that was salted just right, with the potatoes and gravy done just right, and a few carrots in it the way I would like it. Nice buttered roll. Some delicious fruit. The most delicious Coca-Cola, root beer, or whatever was poured at the table. The way I'd like it. And then my selection from any one of the most delicious desserts. That I loved. Yes, I'm sure there'll be pizza and all that there too, but I was just thinking for a minute about that banqueting table. But yeah. On the last night of the series, we'll talk about this could actually be like six or seven, because I am going to deal with the 1,000-year reign. just this week, yesterday and today. I'm planning the series. You say Miracle Man, did someone inspire you to do it? No. I know we're in the last of the last days, though. You know, just felt in my spirit that God wanted me to do this and deal with some of this stuff. And listeners, I care about your soul. I want you to make heaven. I really do. It matters to me that you make heaven. And if you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, you can accept Jesus Christ into your life right now. Wherever you're sitting, whatever you're doing, just ask him to come into your life. And, you know, when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you'll want to get yourself in a good, spirit-filled, fire-baptized church, where they teach the Bible, the uncompromised Word of God. And you'll just want to let the Lord lead you and guide you. And the reason you need to be in a church so that you can have believers that you can rub shoulders with and they can love on you. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for this great show tonight, for this great word. Thank you, Lord God, that you are the Lord Most High. You're the greatest. Thank you. Just thank you for this word. God, we take this word to heart. That we would realize that the end is near. But you're coming to take this out of here. Take us out of here soon. And I thank you for this series. That you're leading me into. And I just give you praise and honor and glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Spring training will be starting soon. The plan is for Major League Baseball to start around July 24th and to go until about September 22nd. And then playoffs should be kind of the same format as normal. And NBA will be starting somewhat soon. Not sure as to when, though. NFL did, however, cancel the Hall of Fame game. Word on the rest of the season will be forthcoming as the fall gets closer. Until tomorrow night, folks, God first, God always. So long, everybody.